USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, said on 60 Minutes the American economy will rebound from the unprecedented downturn caused by the coronavirus outbreak.
It's going to take a while for us to get back, but I would just say this. In the long run, and even in the medium run, you wouldn't want to bet against the American economy. This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know. Assuming there's not a second wave of the coronavirus, I think you'll see the economy recover steadily through the second half of this year.
Stay-at-home orders issued by states to stem the spread of the virus have frozen the economy for the moment. More than 36 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits in the last 5 weeks, a burst that economists say is unprecedented. This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis said he expects to see many K-12 public schools opening this fall in his state and elsewhere despite the coronavirus threat, though it's not going to look like any other school year. Polis said that Colorado schools will likely run in a hybrid fashion that limits social interactions in hallways and during lunchtime and has up to 20% of all children continuing with online classes at home if that's their parents' preference. California Governor Gavin Newsom and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said they also hope to reopen some K-12 schools, but stressed it ultimately will depend on the latest health guidance on how to keep communities safe. The number of people in Italy who have died from COVID-19 in the past 24 hours sank to 145, the lowest number since Italy's lockdown went into effect. That brings their total to 31,908 coronavirus-related deaths. The number of currently infected people dropped to under 70,000, while over 125,000 have recovered from the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplying. Last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A popular theme park is now facing a massive class action lawsuit, and USA's Wendy King reports.
SeaWorld Passholders have sued the park over monthly fee collection while it's closed due to COVID-19. Lawyers filed the class action complaint last week in San Diego federal court on behalf of annual passholder Lisa Kubel. Their claims are expected to exceed $5 million. The suit alleges the operator violated California's unfair competition law, which includes untrue or misleading advertising. They say the company has continued to charge customers full price without their consent, using automated easy payments through their debit and credit cards. SeaWorld Parks said in a blog in March that it would extend all active annual passes for a period as long as the temporary closure. It also announced a furlough of thousands of employees in March due to the pandemic.
Major League Baseball told players their prorated salaries would contribute to an average loss of $640,000 for each game over an 82-game season in empty ballparks, according to a presentation from the commissioner's office. Painting a picture of a $10 billion industry shut down by the contagion, the 12-page document, Economics of Playing Without Fans in Attendance, is an initial step in negotiations aimed at starting the delayed season around the 4th of July. Teams say the proposed method of salvaging a season delayed by the coronavirus would still cause a $4 billion loss. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.